hey, I was wrong. I took a hit last week. Actually, I'm actually good. You know what I mean? You feel like, you think I'll break down in tears and all that. Nah. I'm good. There's no shame in losing the title to someone who was in the Hart dungeon, in the Hart family, one of the best wrestling families ever in the business. There's no shame. Congratulations to Natalya. I'm good, man. Thank you for asking. Joe, how you feel? How's it feeling over the week in wrestling?
Do you know what it is? It was just full of just wonderful, 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 wonderful moments. And most of the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful moments had Braun Strowman in them.
Oh my gosh.
Did you see Paul Heyman practically crying? It's like, don't do that, because Braun Strowman will just drink your tears.
Braun. Blood clot, man. I didn't really want to talk about him now, but oh, that dude.
Well, it was a one match pay per view, so where shall we start?
Shout out to all honesty, were you not impressed by that pay per view? Yes, a couple of the endings were a bit let down, but come on, it was
a 50-50 pay per view. It's 50-50, like.
Yeah, I think that's the best way.
As much as it was good, it was bad. So,
yeah, I think that was I think that's the best way of putting it, because you know, it was very mixed. A lot of people hated the shit, and a lot of people loved the shit. And I'm in the love compartment. You know what I mean? I love the pay per view. It cracked me up. Yo, Braun Strowman, Joe, cracked me the fuck up. I was on the floor, man, at Riley's, man. You know what I mean? Riley's.
Yeah,
we've
seen the video.
Good God Almighty! He had me. I was done. Holy shit! I watched Brock Lesnar since he broke in 2002. I have never. Ever, not from Big Show, not from The Undertaker, not from nobody. I've never seen Brock Lesnar get fucked up like that. Never. Not even in the UFC world where Alistair Overeem got him or when Frank Mir got him. And you know what I mean? Then man there. No one has fucked up Brock Lesnar like that. Like Braun Strowman. I'm sorry.
Ethan Goldberg.
Not even Goldberg fucked him up like that, man. Not even Goldberg. Blood clot. I was literally on the floor. I was done. I was like,
I'm going to be on the floor in a minute. We keep on talking about you now, dude. Talking about bad... chest.
All right.
This will be the end of me right here, right now. Live. Are we live? After everything I've said about Richard and Jimmy, it's gonna be karma, man.
Yeah.
I'll go like Pac-Man, like I'll tell you, man. What it is, man. I'm ready.
Are you all shared?
Ready?
I'd like to get your thoughts, please, because you know death is one of your favourite subjects. If you went on Mastermind and your specialist subject was death, I'm sure you'd win the entire competition. But damn, condolences to Dana Brooke, man. Flipping hell. No, not Dana. Her boyfriend dead, man. I was thinking, shit.
Who is it? Is it someone we know? Or
I don't know him. I thought you would know, since, you know, like I say, death is your specialist subject.
I didn't know anything about this. This is breaking news.
Yeah, man, she put it on her Twitter and her Instagram, a photo of her and her boyfriend. I don't know exactly how he died or, you know, go back to Essence or whatever, but I'm thinking, damn, flip it down.
I thought her career would have died first.
And also, I know the Ric Flair files is closed, but, I saw it in the Smack Talk Center Wrestling Group. There was a picture posted of Ric Flair and his opponent, Death himself, in a career-threatening match. I was like, oh my God, no, that's wrong.
That was hilarious.
Shad, have you got anything to say about that?
Nothing at all.
You had no input in that meme? You just have to check, you see.
Like I said, a year ago, almost a year ago, it's just creating awareness and people are starting to finally be aware of Richard. This is what it took for people to be aware of Richard and click in their Google machines and check if he's okay or not. But I was doing that in 2016. People
are late. Yeah, we was all doing that in 2016.
Exactly.
I was glad to report that he's doing better now still. I mean, that's all good, man. Flip it out.
It's like a 2 out of 3 fall between me and Richard. Richard Pryor, I'm on about, by the way.
Richard Pryor! We
changed the subject now, talk about something different. So, yeah, congratulations to Natalia. I actually reached out to her on the Twitter and congratulated her, as Joe did see. I can be nice on the Twitter.
That was a shocking moment for me.
Wow.
Well, it shouldn't have been. I've been nice many times on Twitter.
But Jad, can we also point out that you did do a tweet, and I forget what it says, but it did imply that. But was it the most action that he's had on a night for years or something like that?
Yeah. Because all the lights are flashing and Naomi was making her grand entrance. And I was like, that's probably the most action she's seen for years at night. That's all. Because she didn't get paid for
this match.
Just doesn't get paid to be much. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, people. I'm struggling to get through this show. We only like, well, I don't know, 12, 13 minutes in this show. I'm actually struggling right now. You know what I mean? Congratulations to Natalia. Congratulations to the Usos. I've kept back their titles. Your boy Joe Neville took back his title, man.
I told you.
Who else? You told me. You was right. Who else? Anyone else go for Neville?
I think I went for Neville as well.
You think you did already know?
We nearly had a divorce on the cards because Terry said voted for Tazawa to win. And I was like, no, you don't do that. He's from the Northeast. You have to vote for Neville. And that's them the rules.
Oh, so we went against the rules and went for Tazawa.
And I swear to God, right, it was the deciding point of what, like, we were neck and neck, me and Terry, because we do our own little thing. And when it come up, that's why I said to you guys, who won? I was like, take right, you absolute bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I had a feeling
the way these storylines go. You know what I mean? I had a feeling that Teethy Devil would take back the title. I just had that feeling, man. Hey, yo, people, Serial Killer, I don't know where he is right now. Probably burnt his cereal. I don't know what's happened to him, but you know what I mean? I hope he joins the show, but if not, there's another, what, 3-4 weeks until the next pay-per-view, No Mercy. Wow. There's all that, man. Who else become new champions, man? Flippy now. The New Day, we had Neville, we had Natalia, Sasha Banks.
Champions of the world. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins.
Oh,
Shields.
Yes, the Shield, them win title as well. Flippy now. Wow, like 5 title changes, man. Good, decent matches. You know what I mean? A wicked piece of main event. Plus, you had AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, which cracked me the fuck up. Kevin Owens, man. Holy shit. Did you two catch the line?
You survived jumping off and falling off a building and you couldn't make it.
Owens still.
I was done after that, you know. I was crying. I went over my seat to tears. I was like, no, Kevin Owens, you can't say that. Where are you? You fall off buildings!
I mentioned this to my Twitter followers. Like, didn't anyone think that Shane McMahon looked like the old school referee Shane Stevens?
I've seen that one. Me and Terry had a good laugh over that one, I must say.
I can't remember what Shane Stevens even looked like to a blood clot.
Tell it, Joe. I don't want to tell him. You tell him, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Michael, what was Shane O'Mac's first little job that Vince gave him when he was wrestling in the industry?
Oh, shit. Oh, he was backstage doing something, wasn't he? I don't know what the hell he was doing.
He was also a referee. Called Shane Stevens.
No way.
There you go, people. Steve, Mike, you just learned some new shit today.
I did, man. Damn.
Shadi, he just educates people all the time. People don't say that about him.
And I was like, oh, it's sadistic. But you're learning. You're learning. That is,
learning every day.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, I didn't even know that shit, man. Flipping out. Yeah, man. No, that match cracked me up. Word up, man. That match cracked me up. I think, by the looks of things, looks like Shane and Kevin Owens going to find themselves in a feud, man.
I heard that last week.
Yeah, but yeah, it looks like it's gonna keep building now, because boy. Oh dear, he did doff crack me up, man, for real, but for real.
I feel like I was attacked during the SummerSlam. Everyone knows I'm not a Shinsuke fan. Like, to me, he's 80% entrance, but I know he can do more.
Of course.
And I kind of put it out there, as a normal wrestling fan, not as a fan of Shinsuke or a fan of Jinder, I was like, that was not a very good way to deal with the whole Shinsuke. Like, and because I've said that, some people have got angry and have been like, oh, you wrestling fans. And then as soon as I say you wrestling fans, I'm like, we're all wrestling fans, hello. You know, we are all fans. We all have opinions. If it's not the same as yours, then so what, man? Just debate on it, but don't just say, oh, you wrestling fans. Don't start your sentence with that, because by the time you start your sentence with you wrestling fans, the rest of your sentence don't mean shit.
I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm kind of guilty of that as well, man. But you know what I mean? I know I say it in a way as addressing the fans that don't like shit. Who never like shit, who don't appreciate shit, is them man's be a talk. So I ain't gonna lie to you, Shad, I'm guilty of that shit too. I write it, I do it in my blogs, man, MikeDog36 at WordPress.com. Cheap plug, but it's not. But you see what I'm saying?
But we're all wrestling fans, though, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Smart fans are dumb fans, you know. If you want to call them dumb fans, but don't say you.
Shall I just call them potatoes then? Potatoes. But to be honest with you, Shad, I totally see your point for that match, because it just left you wanting so much more. And in all honesty, I think if Nakamura like come out of it and won the belt, it'd still be like
anticlimactic kind of thing.
Yeah, because you know Nakamura can do so much more. And it was like bad sex. That match was like really, really bad sex.
It was.
Wow, that's a great way of putting it, right?
It really is.
Yeah, man, for Drew, that match is going to be like kind of forgotten about, man. I just hope it adds on, man, because by the looks of things, that storyline right there, that's not done. I have a feeling they're going to go again, but here's the thing, though, now.
Sorry, Joe's right about what she said as well. Also, the winner will be delivered between 15 and 20 minutes.
Indeed, yeah. Well,
bad sex is... I can't put the time limit on bad sex, so really, to be honest. So we could just edit that out.
Ah, there it is! Right? There it is! Here's the thing, the next pay-per-view is No Mercy, right? That's in, what, 5 weeks, well, 4 or 5 weeks' time, right? And from what I understand, it's a Raw pay-per-view. That means SmackDown ain't got no pay-per-view until clean in October.
That's him holding on to that belt for a long time, unless...
Not necessarily.
He drops it on, like, a normal show.
India. Oh, wait a minute, he might drop in India.
Don't. Don't go there, Shad. But
that's in reaction to the fans that we was to lose in India.
It would be quite funny.
You roll the roof off the plane. Seriously, man.
I don't know what WWE be on going forward, man. Word up, man. You know what I mean? SmackDown ain't got no pay-per-view until October, at least. Let's get on to Raw real quick, man. You know what I mean? No Mercy got their main event set up. Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar, but yo.
That's going to be just amazing. Yeah, confirmed. Yeah, no Mercy. We have the one we want.
It's official?
Oh, man.
So, yeah, you...
A month out.
Yeah.
A month out.
You're technically right anyway. Cause, you know, he was in SummerSlam, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was at the SummerSlam.
We've got the Wardle here now to dispute that.
Can we just have the words of Sacco? He'll be back for next week's show. But he also says, fuck fickle fans.
That's right! Hashtag fuck fickle fans, man. That's right! I support that 1,000%. Yeah, Sean, he didn't say you wrestling fans. He just said hashtag what fickle fans. I can write to that, man. Definitely.
There you go.
Yo, what else happened on Raw that give you guys joke, man? Talk to me, man. Let me know what's good.
Heyman, man. Oh, Heyman, of course. Coming out there and doing what he does, his lyrical wizardry. And then getting us hyped. I'm ready.
You're ready for No Mercy. You're ready for No Mercy already. And it's like five more weeks of build up. You see,
No, Brock's only going to be on TV for two of them. So,
in it though. Well, is the thing now, Shad? It's one of those situations where people should listen to you because you said it last week. You said, right, that apparently. You got some information that Brock was scheduled to compete at the next pay-per-view anyway. So you knew full well Brock was going to win?
No one listens to that.
And then they get Becks that Brock Lesnar won at SummerSlam. And then they take the whole SummerSlam pay-per-view and say, nah, SummerSlam was shit. And I hate those motherfuckers who want to do that.
That's why.
Can I just say, Katie?
Backing it up.
Raw of Katie. She said Lesnar would win, right? And I says, no, it's going to be Strowman. And that child turned around to me and said, Mom, listen to Shad.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh! Oh!
She has a point.
Whoa!
And I was like, that's just like a 9-year-old
diss
ass. And then, when Lesnar won, she turned around, she was like, Mom, you loser. You should listen to Shad. I was like, honestly, you're so close to getting grounded, kid.
But you can't ground your daughter. She told you should listen to Shad. And look what happened. Wow.
I was like, I can't believe that. I can't believe she turned around and said that.
That's the best ever. You know what I mean? We ain't got wars or we ain't got NXT, Mr. NXT anymore. In this place, we got Katie. You know what? I could write to that.
Could we quickly roll the footage from last week of how I told you the show was going to end?
Ooh, no.
We see Roderick come to the ring. We see Adam Cole. No, not even that. Adam Cole sitting, like you said, Wardle. Cole sitting in the audience. But then when we see Strong, Cole Rogers is a part of his seat as well. The two of them, maybe another few people from the roster, come together. And then they beat the crap out of Rude and Whackaway. But it's kind of like a Nexus faction type thing. I'm sorry, Wardle, there's no Bullet Club. I'm sorry. I've been saying this for years. There's not going to be no Bullet Club in the WWE.
But Wardle, they all sucking one off a Bullet Club like.
Yeah. He really needs to get over that. He does. You've got
Bullet Club,
and that's the closest you're gonna get. Damn. Let down, isn't it?
Damn. Yeah, hey, he can't help it, man. You know, I mean, he's a passionate dude, right? He's a passionate brother. He just likes to see wrestling the way he likes to see it. You know what I mean? Booking with his heart. You know what I mean? And, you know, seeing what would work and what would not work and things like that. You know, I mean, we all do it at some point. You know, it is what it is.
Not every week, though. We don't have to come out here every week speaking of all these ludicrous statements and then tell us it's going to happen. Guarantee it and promise it and
everybody idiots when we say something different.
Who's laughing now, Wardle?
Yeah. Stop laughing now.
In all seriousness,
I am Mr. NXT from now.
You probably do a better job of it, to be fair.
Whoa!
I'm going to change my Twitter handle to the at the real Mr. NXT.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh. Now, man, now, NXT TakeOver, I've got to say. I mean, why are we surprised, man? They went in, man.
I was surprised, man. I did not expect it to be that good. I thought, okay. I haven't been watching NXT as closely as I usually do.
Yeah,
I didn't expect it to overtake SummerSlam. I did not expect it at all. It's a wicked show.
Every match was done. Every match. I didn't even watch the main event, you know. I just saw Bobby Roode's entrance because I knew he was too rude. And then after that, I was like, yeah, I'm going to my bed now because I don't like Drew McIntyre. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't like him. I just went to my bed.
If you listened to Shad, you would have tuned in to the end.
I'm sorry. I heard about it. I did hear about it. You know what I mean? I mean, I like Drew McIntyre. I'm
blocking. That's what it is. You knew I was right, so you didn't need to see it.
No. Nothing to do with you, Shad at all. Don't try and twist it. Nothing to do with you. I generally don't like him. So when we hear that Adam Cole come out and box him up and kick him down, I was like, yeah, man, Adam Cole, yay! That's it, I'm backing Adam Cole. Beat out his blood clot, yay! You know what I mean? I already done seen Asuka versus Ember Moon. I was like, God damn. Both of them, oh my God, you're so fine. It broke my heart, but it sweet me at the same time. You know what I mean? Ember Moon didn't quite win it, but, I saw it go sometime. I saw it go. She's going to continue the reign to Asuka. That's good, man. But as you said, every match was done, man. Every single match from the start to the end. Heavy, man. So kudos to them, man. And them did well. And then what happened? SmackDown. Aiden English talking, you know what I mean, singing his rubbish. I don't know what the right am I sing. And then next thing you know, and you know what? I was that close to messaging our group, you know, our group chat. I was there like, oh shit, glorious, oh my God, baby! And then I thought, no, hold it down, Grant, hold it down. Hold it down. I was marking the fuck out! I was going crazy, Mossy. I was like, raw, Bobby Roode on SmackDown, raw! I'm thinking flippy now, just on SmackDown, couldn't get any better. You know what I mean? I to the point where I was like, I was thinking to myself, I don't think I'm on Raw anymore. But then I thought to Brawl! And I thought, nah. Raw still holds weight, still holds weight. SmackDown. They got everybody. And then on top of that, then sent for Shelton Benjamin, you finally come true at this. Yo.
Yeah, that was very random, I found. There was like no hype behind it or anything. It was just like, oh, there he is.
Boom!
Hi.
Just like that. I'm like, holy crap! And I'm still marked out because I'm like, whoa! I just finished marking out over Bobby Roode, and then I see Shelton as well. I'm like, boom, boom, Raw, forget it. It's over for you. You got Braun, and that's it. One man saving your ass, Brad. One man. You know what I mean? Look at SmackDown. They've got Strong Style. They've got Kevin Owens. They've got AJ Styles. They've got Shelton. They've got Bobby Roode. They've got New Day. They've got the Usos, brother. You know what I mean? They've got Charlotte. They've got Becky. They've got Tamina. You know what I mean? Tamina and Lana's close to killing it soon. They're going to kill it, I'm telling you. You know what I mean? They got some brewing, all that shit. Carl Meadows trying to cash in a check. James Ellsworth talking shit. I'm waiting for the day when James Ellsworth gets boss ass. I'm waiting for that time. I'm waiting. It'll probably happen at Big WrestleMania. It's going to be one of those WrestleMania moments, man. James Ellsworth going to get boss ass by all the girl. I can see it coming. Wow. SmackDown. I'm sorry. SmackDown's my shit now. Raw, I get bored, I'm yawning my ass off, the whole shit. SmackDown, I'm excited as fuck, man. Every week, man, I look forward to watching the SmackDowns. SmackDown kills it each and every time. And even that's to bring Zango to do their little team as well. And I'm not even a fan of them, and they're killing it. Raw, Raw's just one, man.
SmackDown, yeah. SmackDown is doing it, man, for real, man. Like, not a bad storyline going.
Exactly, everyone did them
kids. It makes sense as well. That's all I ask for, is for the thing that I'm watching on TV and spend my time watching and putting it interesting to make sense. That's all.
Exactly.
That's what I ask.
Word up, man. You know what I mean? SmackDown does a few things wrong along the way. You know what I mean? They're not perfect. You know what I mean? They do a few things wrong, and suddenly motherfuckers are like, fire Road Dogg. And I'm glad Road Dogg came on the Soul and Sports show last week. Did you guys catch the Soul and Sports interview with Road Dogg by any chance?
I didn't. I've seen the course, like, I followed the course and, like, hey, what you had to say and things like that.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I thought we would have just
gave us a lot of corporate answers, so, you know, not really much point, but. Oh, maybe I will give it a listen.
Please give it a listen, man. You know what I mean? It's probably, what, I don't know, a good 15, 20 minute interview, you know what I mean, with Road Dogg and Mike Knox. I highly recommend it, man. Seriously, man. You know what I mean? For somebody who's, you know, in the business, you know what I mean? Yes, he does give, like, corporate answers, but he also goes outside the box as well at times, man. So I respect it fully, man. Big ups to you, Mike Knox. Big ups to you, Road Dogg, as well, man. About fire, Road Dogg. Yeah, like you motherfuckers could do better. You can't do shit! SmackDown is the shit, man. Let's keep it moving, man, as we enter the final half hour of the show. MVP of the week, I think it's got to be a no-brainer now, surely. It's got to be a no-brainer. For me, it was nearly Kevin Owens when he said that line, until... Sorry, fucking up Brock Lesnar like that. And not just that, Joe. That's the chair after Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe.
I'm so glad.
Get in the chair, Joe.
It was when that gift come out, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, gift, Jesus.
The joke, was that come out of nowhere?
I use that gift for everything, you know, it's like somebody's nana died. Just send them that gift. Cheer them up.
Oh, you can't. No, you can't do that. That's not right. Joe, that's not right.
But I did.
We can edit that out, don't we?
I did say I'm so sorry your nana is dead, and then give that gift.
You could work for boyfriends too.
Did you all like my lovely romantic anniversary announcement?
Oh, yes. Congratulations, by the way, Joe, on your anniversary. How many years now? How many years?
Three. I've been married for 3 years, and we've been together a lot longer, but I just kept on... I wasn't keen on getting married.
Right.
Yeah, he finally got me down that aisle. 3 years, and I was romantic as hell.
Fuck. You're going to become his valet.
He got a Braun Strowman meme off me. Roses are red, violets are blue. I think you've forgotten.
I'm not finished with you!
I thought it was going to be the one. What you gonna do?
Yeah. But he has warned us, if I say those lines during sex, I'll never have sex again.
Hang on, but wait a second. Wait just a minute, man. You said, and I can't
believe you said this to us on big BDSI on network, that you once raped him and he liked it.
I think he liked it. He denies it, but I think he liked it.
Now, if this was the other way around, and it was a man saying to his wife, yeah, right, yeah, hon, I raped her, didn't I, when I raped her? Yeah, I raped her, it was so funny. You liked it, didn't you? No, I didn't like it. Yes, you did.